Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. News and comment. Crimes against Muslims do not need condemnation but severe retribution. News. Turkey curses the genocide in Kocaeli, which has become a black spot in world history. This is stated in the statement of the Turkish Foreign Ministry in connection with the 31st anniversary of the Kocaeli genocide, Anadolu Agency reports. On the night of February 25th, 1992, Armenian armed formations with the support of armored vehicles and personnel of the 366th Motorized Rifle Regiment of the former Soviet Army occupied the city of Kocaeli and committed a brutal massacre against the civilian population. Comment. The massacre in Kocaeli is one of the tragic pages in the fate of not only the Azerbaijani people, but also the entire Islamic Ummah, which the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, linked to a single body, in which, if any part of it hurts, then everything else, the body responds with insomnia and fever. It is on par with the acts of genocide like the massacres of Muslims committed by enemies of Islam in Sabra and Shatila, Srebrenica, Samtchki, Gujarat, Arkan, Aleppo, and in many other places. To bitter regret, today the religion, honor, property, and life of Muslims are attacked with impunity in all parts of the world. The entire body of the Islamic Ummah is covered with bleeding wounds that cause continuous weeping and groans. There was not a single day left in the year that was not marked by a bloody tragedy and genocide of this or that Muslim people. To even greater regret, these day-to-day crimes are being committed with the tacit consent and even criminal assistance of regimes imposed on Muslims by the Western colonialists. Nothing keeps these vicious regimes from any decisive position in defense of Islam and its shrines, except for the fear of falling out of favor with their masters and losing their own power. But the murder of one innocent Muslim and the shedding of his blood is a grave crime before Allah than the destruction of the Kaaba. Instead of fighting in the path of Allah and severe retribution against the oppressors and murderers of Muslims, they limit themselves to only ordinary words of condemnation of criminals and false tears of sympathy. This is the result of the ideological decline of Muslims, which led to the collapse of the caliphate and the occupation of their lands by Western colonialists, having divided the territories of the defeated Islamic State among themselves into dozens of insignificant national territorial formations. They brought their agents to power, and each of them, whose role is limited to serving and protecting the interests of the capitalist superpowers. All these regimes formed on the basis of vicious ideas of nationalism and patriotism, despite their various forms, whether it be a hereditary monarchy, a secular or Islamic republic, are hostile to Muslims and friendly to their enemies. They announced the achievement and protection of national interests as the goal and conformity with democracy, etc., international law, as the main priority of its policy, refusing to implement the Sharia. They adopted instead of Islam an alien capitalist ideology, the main criterion of which is not justice but the extraction of maximum benefit. The Turkish Republic, established on the ruins of the Ottoman Caliphate, destroyed by the hands of the accursed traitor Mustafa Kemal, is one such insignificant state. Therefore, it is not surprising that today we see how, justifying by national interest, the Turkish regime continues to build and strengthen partnership with godless China, which has thrown millions of Turkestan Muslims into concentration camps and is forcing Muslim women to cohabit with vile polytheists. We see how, for the sake of economic gain, the head of the Turkish regime warmly welcomes and calls his friend the Russian dictator, on whose hands the blood of hundreds of thousands of Muslims of Chechnya and Syria. We see how the Turkish army is complicit in the occupation and massacre in Syria and Afghanistan, being a member of the military bloc of the Crusaders led by the United States. Previously, even in a period of deep decline, Muslims, having united around a single ruler in the shadow of the Islamic State, always found the strength to defend and liberate their territories. Despite centuries of occupation, they were the world's leading superpower and not hostages of the international law invented by the infidels to oppose it. For the sake of protecting one oppressed woman, the caliph was ready to send an entire army. Just his word was enough so that not one of the European countries would dare to allow insults to the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, or mockery of the word of Allah. Not even the most advantageous offers could persuade him to give up at least a small part of the lands of Islam. But today, these ill-fated traitors who have usurped power over the Ummah of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, show indulgence towards the enemies of Allah. Instead of refusing any relationship with these tyrants, they continue to cooperate, turning a blind eye to all their crimes against Islam and Muslims. Let no one be fooled by their ostentatious piety, for the democracy they are so proud of developing is based on the idea of separating religion from government and state. In matters of worship, they declared their adherence to Islam, beautifully recite the Quran, publicly demonstrate beautiful moral deeds. However, in matters on which the life of the whole society depends, the domestic and foreign policy of the state, they became like those of Banu Israel, who, for the sake of their interests, followed one part of the scripture and hid the other. Allah Almighty said, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجُبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا. Have you not seen those to whom a portion of the scripture has been given? They believe in Jubt and Taghut and say for the sake of the unbelievers, these follow a more correct path than the believers. They are those whom Allah has cursed, and whom Allah has cursed, you will not find a helper for him. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mustafa Amin, member of the Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Ukraine.